Rankings: Alabama number 1, Ohio State lands at number 2, Michigan 3, Clemson is 4, and Tom Brady poked fun at Deflategate with a new Foot Locker ad. Brought to you by the California Lottery. I'm Anna Kagarakis, and that's what's trending now.
Will Tony Romo ever play again for the Cowboys? Drew Bledsoe joins us coming up at 8:30. Now back to Warrior Wednesday. Here's Joe, Lowe, and Dibs.
Here's a question for you. Are the Detroit Lions going to win the NFC North?
What?
Now, that sounded absurd before the season started.
Absurd. It sounds absurd now.
Even a few weeks into the year, it did. But a week ago, I told you they're 60-1 to win the Super Bowl. With the way Minnesota's reeling, with the way Green Bay is reeling, with the way Chicago is completely lacking in competitive spirit, there might be an opportunity there. NFL bold statements 14 minutes from now. That is one of them. Today is a Warrior Wednesday, however, and it's brought to you by Premier Kia of Newark, the go-to dealer for the greater Newark area. Very happy to welcome into the show Leo Routens, Toronto Raptors TV analyst, joining Joe Lowe and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Good morning, Leo. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing very, very well. Tonight, the Warriors will be taking on the Raptors. DeMar DeRozan is having an unbelievable season, averaging over 30 points per game. We'll get to that in a moment. First question, though, how is the fan base reacting to last night's loss against the Cleveland Cavaliers? One of the best regular season games of the season so far. It felt to me, however, that the refs got a little bit too involved in the final 2 minutes of that game.
Well, if you know our fans, they're very passionate. So, yeah, they're coming down hard on the referees. And, you know, quite frankly, you know, there were a couple of calls that were definitely questionable, but it was a great game. You know, from start to finish, it was a great game. And I thought the officials became a little too prominent, not just on the Raptors side, but even on the Cleveland side at the end of the game. You know, the players were doing a great job. I think the officials just needed to let them play this game out. Instead of get involved and have a couple of, you know, a couple of influential calls that at that point in time just was not needed. So, you know, the referees didn't cost the Raptors the game, but certainly wasn't a great ending to a great game, and fans were upset about that.
It's very well put. The backcourt in Toronto, Kyle Lowry, DeMar DeRozan, could be the best backcourt in all of the NBA. Are those two seeing this matchup against the Warriors and their great backcourt as a little bit of a litmus test to just how good those two can be?
Well, I think both these games are. I mean, you know, last night you're looking at, you know, Kyrie Irving and LeBron James, and you know, tonight you're looking at, you know, Steph Curry and Klay and KD. So you know, there's no rest for the weary, and it's actually a crazy you know, a matchup, a back-to-back matchup like this is very rare in the NBA, where you're playing against the last two NBA champions back-to-back. And so it's definitely a litmus test. There's no question about that. And to some degree, I think the Raptors got a little taste of Golden State last night. You know, Cleveland's off to a record pace shooting threes. I mean, I think last night was their 10th game, if I'm not 10th game or 9th game, where they scored 10 or more threes. So that's an NBA record. And they're so obviously Golden State spaces the floor. Golden State is as good as anybody knocking down the threes. So they got a pretty good idea what's in store for them tonight. Only, you know, Golden State obviously plays a little looser style of game than Cleveland. And you really got to adjust to that. I mean, you take a bad shot or two, you turn the ball over, and it's off to the races for the Warriors. So the Raptors can't get into one of those games.
I know it's early in the season, but what are you looking to find out in these two games back to back for your young Toronto team? What are you looking to take away from this series, these two games, rather?
Well, I think, for example, last night's game. You know, last year, the Raptors in their games at Cleveland, regular season and playoffs, they got smoked. I mean, they just got, you know, they beat Cleveland in Toronto. They just got smoked in Cleveland by over 25 points a game. So I think last night was a pretty good idea that, you know, this is a different team now. It's more mature. DeMar's at a different level. Valanciunas is, you know, starting the season off the way he finished last year in the playoffs. Prior to getting hurt, Kyle Lowry's Kyle Lowry. And I think they've added some good young pieces. So this is a team that I think really believes in itself, and you could see that last night in Cleveland. And I think that's really it. This is a team that had breakthroughs last year. They could never get past the first round. That was the biggest obstacle. Even last year, I said, you know, if the Raptors get by that first round opponent, Indiana, I don't care who they play in the second round. This team will go to the Eastern Conference Finals. But it was that mental block of getting past that hurdle, and when everybody's talking about it, you just can't get away from it. Well, they finally did that. And I think the last year being a season of breakthroughs, you're seeing that come through now. And the way this team is playing, there's great chemistry. They're confident. They believe every time they step on the floor, they can win. They don't panic. They've had some great road wins already this season at Oklahoma City, at Charlotte. And so, you know, this is, I think right now it's just still finding that rhythm. You know, what's Damari Carroll? What's he going to do? What's his impact going to be? Is he going to be healthy? Lucas Nogueira is a guy that's hardly ever played. Now he's getting significant minutes. Pascal Siakam is a rookie starting at power forward. You know, how's his development going to continue? Then you got a Jared Sullinger that's going to join the team sometime, several months from now. So, as good as things are, I think there's a lot of room for improvement and even development, which is kind of unique because the Raptors are, you know, one of the youngest teams in the NBA, despite their success.
Toronto Raptors TV analyst Leo Routens joining Joe, Lowe, and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. One of the issues the Warriors have had this season comes down to rim protection. Zaza Pachulia he's still trying to find his way. The fan base would like to see a little bit more of JaVale McGee, although when he checked in the first quarter of Sunday's game against Phoenix, he was quickly put back on the pine as the Suns were kind of racing by him. So the Warriors are still looking to work out the number five position in a lot of situations. Great big man for the Toronto Raptors and Jonas Valanciunas. What should Warrior fans who are unfamiliar with Valanciunas expect from him tonight?
Well, he's a big physical dude. I mean, he gets after you. You know, he likes to use his body. He's a very good offensive player. He can step out, hit a 15, 17 footer. He can go inside. He can dunk on you. And just right now, he's just playing with so much confidence that he finished the season. He kind of turned the corner the last month of the season. And really dominated in the playoffs until he sprained his ankle and really was done against Miami. So here's a kid that I can put in perspective here. The Raptors were playing against Charlotte. Steve Clifford, the head coach of the Charlotte Hornets, made a pretty good point that if Jonas Valanciunas is your third best player, that's pretty good because he may be the best center in the Eastern Conference. So, he's a guy that hopefully can help the Raptors establish a presence around the basket. And he'd like to be able to go at Pachulia or whoever else is going to be guarding him in the post area. So I think it's important that the Raptors establish that and play a physical brand of basketball going inside.
Leo Routens, Toronto Raptors TV analyst with Joe, Lowe, and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Leo, thank you very much for being so generous with your time. We appreciate it. Good luck on the call tonight, and we look forward to catching up again soon.
Pleasure's all mine. Thanks, guys.